Thank you, Bill.
Good morning. Good morning, TMC fam. We are so glad you joined us this morning. And the tag today, it is by grace you have been saved through faith Friday. Let us go to the throne. Dear, let us pray this morning. Dear Father, we love you and adore you this morning. Thank you for waking us up to a new day. Lord, please help us to stay calm and maintain our peace when facing with pressured situations. Help us to feel force and making decisions. Give us a wisdom and clarity. Grant us your peace so that we may maintain the midst of a storm. Ask you for your guidance and direction concerned in the choice before us. Lord, we trust you, Lord. We follow your direction. Thank you for the two amazing women, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for this master's call from the 7-plus years. Thank you for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. Thank you for those awesome Diaz de Leon family for Artists International, now called Artists Life. We can't thank them enough. May we surrender to your will. Let us come boldly on the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. Hebrews 4:16, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you and have a great day.
Well, God bless you this beautiful morning. And thank you for greeting and seating all of us this morning at the Telecommunications Sanctuary. And thank you for that opening powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in the great state of Indiana coming to you this morning. And again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call. And if you would just give me a moment to give you a little background on the call for those that are new on the call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God. Co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, is super fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our beautiful mother eagle. And we have a scripture reference, and that is Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So we have a website where all of our messages have been archived, as well as all the bios of our speakers and all of our messages since the beginning of this call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Cox did this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share, or you have a prayer request or praise report, please submit it to that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's a common thread, and it brings us together each and every morning to start out our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great company with the best products this side of heaven, as Minister Terrell would say. And those products are, they help the world to become healthier, wealthier, changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would more than love to share with you and answer any questions that you might have. So are you or someone you know having problems calling in live on the call and being charged for the call? Are you a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer? There's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 716-293-9707. If you follow the prompts, you will be joined into the call. So please share this information with your team members, your prospects, and those that you invite to the call. Now, immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, and it's held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-6167#. And today is Motivational Friday. So you want to join that call today. You want to join that call today to be motivated to build your artist business. So right now I'd like to get out of the way and bring forth our speaker this morning to give us the word from on high. And our speaker is definitely no stranger to this call. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took her under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. So after graduating as an honor student and getting her associate's degree in business, she married her husband, Freddie, and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. She is a proud mother of five and the grandmother of three grandsons. Throughout the years of God's blessings, the power of the Lord has been moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with the stroke systems twice. Her favorite words are, God is faithful. And back to her roots, she now resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and as a member of Victoria International Christian Church, where Pastor G.C. McCarter is the senior pastor. She is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthier again. And utmost, she is looking forward to the greater things in Christ Jesus, with her husband, Freddie. Presently, she is our prayer general for the Master's Call. And so prayerfully and effectively always serves with a spirit of excellence. And for those that don't know who I'm talking about, and those that do, I'd like to present to you a wonderful woman of God with a great, great spirit, Miss Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my beautiful angel.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for cordially introducing me with such a spirit of God's blessings. And thank you for the love of God dwelling in your heart. And also to our minister, Cynthia Cox, from the Bronx, New York. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, you almost started a sermon this morning on grace. And I give God glory for you this morning. I also want to take the time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we lovingly call Miss Super Fantastic. Thank you are to all of us. We love and appreciate you and your boo, Mr. Dr. Lester Patton. God bless you both. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being a woman of God, the woman of God that you are, our mother eagle. We so love and appreciate you. I tell you, God is so good. Good morning, TMC family. We're going to go right into it because I'm going to speak on who are the blessed. Who are the blessed? Father God, I thank you this morning for this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. I ask, Lord, that your anointing will fall upon your servant, that you, O God, will get all glory and all honor. I ask you, Father, that you use this vessel. And, Lord, speak the words through me that we all will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. I give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you're doing in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Let's first look at the word blessed, because we are talking about who are the blessed. The dictionary stated, consecrated, sacred, holy, sanctified, and then I noticed divinely or supremely favored. Blissfully happy or contented. Now, Matthew 5:3-11, and I hope that you will bear with me because I definitely want to read through this. Jesus had taught, and I'm using the Amplified Version simply because it described each bless correspondingly. Starting with verse 3, it says, blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy, to be admired, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We're talking both now and forever. Hallelujah. Then verse 4 says, blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Verse 5 said, blessed, inwardly peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Verse 6 went on and said, blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be completely satisfied. Oh, glory to God. Verse 7 says, blessed, content, sheltered by God's promises, are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Verse 8 went on to say, blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature, are the pure in heart, for they will see God. 9, blessed, spiritually calm with life joy in God's favor, are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they will be called the sons of God. 10, blessed, comforted by inner peace and God's love, are those who are persecuted for doing that which is morally right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. 11, blessed, morally courageous, and spiritually alive with life joy in God's goodness are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me, he said. Be glad and exceedingly joy, exceedingly joyful, for your reward is in heaven is great. God, some thoughts, and when you get a chance to read that, you see how blessed you are in the Lord. While the world may describe being blessed according to its materialistic gain, however, what you and I have read and heard in the book of Matthew distinctly shows the truth of being blessed is devotedly resting in God alone. Not what we can do or achieve for him, and not what he can do or achieve for us. Just saturate in his unfailing love. Psalms 2 and 12 says, it simply tells us, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. So the question still stands, who are the blessed? Psalms 1:1-3 tells us, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. First, can we establish the fact that the righteous man knows how to discern the counsel of the ungodly? You listen to the voice of the Lord. He will tell you. The Holy Spirit is right there directing and showing us the way. Listening to advice about problems that can often find oneself in agreement with the opposite of what God is saying? Don't want to go there. Secondly, the righteous man is also discerning enough to know the counsel of the ungodly can come from one's own self. Can I say that again? The righteous man is also discerning enough to know the counsel of the ungodly can come from one's own self. Ouch. Our own conscience, our own mind, our own heart can give us ungodly counsel. Sinners have a path where they stand, and the righteous man knows he does not belong on that path. So we don't go there. Love God's word is what Psalms 1 is telling us. Meditate on God's word. Speak God's word. Dwell and live in God's word. Feeding and digesting it will lead to a fruitful and a blessed life. I decided to communicate with a few people across the country and ask them, do you consider yourself blessed and why? So I'm going to start out there on the West Coast in Inglewood, California, where Minister Tiffany Lauderdale stated, yes, I consider myself blessed. I am blessed because I am a daughter of the Most High King. I also have an inheritance to all the promises of God with an extra dose of favor in Deuteronomy 28:1-14. You guys got to check that out. If you haven't read Deuteronomy 28:1-14, because of the time, I won't be allowed to go there in detail, but it will tell you that you're blessed in the city. When you hear and obey the voice of the Lord your God, you're blessed in the field. The fruit of your body and your grounds, your herds, your cattle, anything that belongs to you, they are blessed. You're blessed in your surroundings. Your enemies even will rise up against you, defeated, and to be defeated before your face. And they shall come to you one way, but they will flee seven ways. Hallelujah. Go back and read that. That is powerful. So I went on to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and Miss Eleanor Blackwell declared, I do consider myself blessed, because I am a child of the Most High God. Oh, glory to God. And then I went on to Huntsville, Texas, to Miss Esther Williams, where she said with confidence, I do know that I am truly blessed. I have a reasonable portion of health and strength, so grateful that I know who I am, where I am, and that I am blessed to have family and friends who are a part of my life and make a difference. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I am fortunate all the way around. I wish I could tell it all, but I can't. Oh, glory. And then I went on to Pearland, Texas, to Miss Sharon Stowers, where she states, I feel blessed because my mom is still living and my children and 10 grandchildren are doing well and have a considerable portion of their health and strength. All my children are saved. Now, that's a shout on right there. Glory to God. And then I went on to Snellville, Georgia, where Minister Rebecca Thomas says, I do consider myself blessed because I am alive and am walking in and living out of God's love for me. Also, I get to be a part of the body of Christ. And then I went on to Clinton, Maryland, where Ms. Nancy Gray profoundly stated, I am blessed with great health, a loving family, but most of all, I am blessed that my 92-year-old mother supports me in my business. From day one, she has listened and been able to take care of herself doing my 7 years of artist. While I share my story and build an organization, I am blessed to help people get healthy one at a time. Oh, glory to God. When you got your 92-year-old mother who supports you and, I tell you, able to take care of herself, we are blessed when we take a look around of what God is doing in our lives. So I ask again, who are the blessed? Psalm 33:12 said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Many may look at this as a particular country within the universe only. Nevertheless, Dr. V, God has a nation, a kingdom that is an everlasting kingdom, and it has no end. In essence, this is the blessed nation with the blessed people of God, the kingdom of God. Oh, glory to God. Granted, we look around and it seems the ungodly are blessed, yet they're walking around without the peace of God within their hearts. They are miserable. God said he will reign on the just and the unjust, giving all a chance to the tree of life. Having the breath of life is a blessing, yet many don't know it. It goes without saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And these, brothers and sisters, are the blessed. They are the ones that are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Saved by grace, Minister Cynthia Cox. Names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And then when Jesus breaks that eastern sky, we all will be caught up, hallelujah, together and meet the Lord in the air. The dead in Christ who lived by grace, who believed they were blessed of the Lord, who gave their lives to Christ, they too will be caught up with us in the air when Jesus comes back for his church, the church that is without spot or wrinkle. Why? Because we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That, my brothers and sisters, are the truly blessed people of God. I hope you got a thought from this message, and I'll turn it back over to our host. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that beautiful manner from on high this morning, Ms. Minister Brenda Terrell. I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements for our benediction. But right now, I'd like to go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you this morning because we are truly blessed. We're blessed in our going out and we're blessed in our coming in. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy that you grant to us each and every day. God, we thank you for the love that you loved us so much that you would lay down your life for us. We thank you. We thank you for each and every wonderful thing that you are doing in our lives. God, we ask you continue to bless us, cover our families. God, we thank you for our speaker this morning and for that anointed word that she was able to be used as a vessel to deliver to us this morning. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their faithfulness to this call and their obedience to say yes, that we can come together each and every morning to worship and to praise you, our dear Lord. We thank you for Artists International, that company that is changing each and every one of our lives, not only through health, but, Lord, helping us to build wealth for our families so that we will have a legacy for our children and our children's children. And, God, for all of those that have called in the prayer request and requested for it, the sickness in their body, their loved ones that are experiencing challenges this morning, we thank you because you are a God of healing, and we know that by your stripes that they are healed, Lord Jesus. We also thank you for those that
I think we just lost Jackie. Good morning, everyone. Father God, we just thank you for, are you there? Okay, you're back.
I am.
Go on. Minister Jackson? Guess we lost her again. Now, Father, we continue to lift you up, and we thank you, Father, for what you're doing for each and every one of us. Continue to stir up the gifts inside of us. And Father, even as we head toward Palm Sunday, we remember even the theme of this National Women's History Month, Nevertheless, She Persisted, and that we'll stay true to our dreams and our commitments. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family. We lift them up to you. We pray for every family represented on this line. And we give them all of the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise. We give it to you that you're doing a complete work in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Jackie, are you back?
I am, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You can take it away with announcements now, please.
Okay. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call this morning, where we will have Inspirational Friday. So please join us on that call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And
okay, she must be driving. We keep losing her. Again, the new morning motivational call number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And on this presidential, Platinum Presidential Friday, we're encouraging you to call in and listen to the awesome Platinum President Anastasia, the coach, Lewis, which is immediately following this call. We're reminding you to adhere to your WhatsApp app for all the other announcements for our manager, Aisha Redmond's call on Saturday, the fashion show coming up in Houston at the Hyatt Hotel on Monday at 7 o'clock. We're inviting everyone out as we roll out our new chic catalog of garments. And so with that being said, we're going to turn it back over to Minister Brenda to give us the benediction, and then I'll come back on this Friday for part two. Minister Brenda?
Praise God, praise God. I will end with this from Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. We are the blessed of God, and I thank you, Lord, that you have called us as your children. We are heirs and joint heirs, and we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift dwelling on the inside of us. We ask you, Father, that you use these vessels to your glory and for our good, and you get all praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we're going into our part two on this Friday morning where we will take your prayer requests and your praise reports. So I'm now turning it over to our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Dr. Vanessa, back to you. God bless you.
And thank you, thank you, thank you for that awesome word. Who are the blessed? I mean, that's just powerful. And then to give a geographical testimony all across the country of our many members of our TMC family who are truly blessed and why they feel they're blessed. Powerful word this morning. We all are blessed, and we're blessed to be a blessing is even more important. So thank you for that powerful word today. We love and appreciate all you do, Prayer General, just stepping up and doing what you do with such a spirit of excellence. This was definitely a word that we can chew on, reflect on, and glean. Who are the blessed? And each and every one of us should be answering, I am. The mere fact that you woke up with breath in your body and clothed in your right mind, as the old saints used to say. And a big thanks to Minister Cynthia out there in Brooklyn. I mean, in Boogie Down Bronx, we celebrate you for greeting and seating with the spirit of hospitality, all of our TMC family. And for Minister Jackie, we thank God for our silver fox, and we appreciate her as she hosted our call today. To God be the glory. Well, today is Friday. And what does that mean to us? That means that we always take the time. We always make the time and hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. And we're excited because with a topic like who are blessed, we know within all of us there's something that we all have to be grateful for and thank God for. We want to start off with just thanking God for all he's doing in us and through us. And again, as we head toward Palm Sunday in this season of Lent, in this season of sacrifice and reflection, we all have so much to be grateful for. And so we want to lift up and pray families that have had loved ones transition and to keep them all in prayer. We're praying for all of our family members who have had afflictions in their body. We are praying for the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. We always lift up the Diaz de Leon family, our founding family, as we pray for them and pray for Alejandre and Elvia in this new season that God has given us to excel with the spirit of excellence, to do all that God has called us to do and to be. And we just pray for their wisdom as they lead us in this new season. All righty. Well, the queue is open, and all you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue, and we will be honored and humbled to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. So we're going to head up to New Jersey and start with our family member. Good morning, Miss Benita. Welcome to the Master's Call this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. And I am so delighted to be a part of the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. Even more delighted to present to you, and many of you have heard about her, and I've talked about her, and, you know, anyway, I've got on the call my daughter and my granddaughter. Yes, ma'am. Ursula and Kyle are on the phone. Ursula is driving. However, I don't know if she's able to speak, but she's taking a huge leap tomorrow. She's taking a test that will absolutely change her life and change her family's life. And so I just wanted to put Ursula Hardin on the prayer list. Earth, are you able to say anything? If you don't say anything, I know you can't. Okay, well, then I answered my question. But yes, ma'am, Dr. V, Ursula Hardin is taking a test. She's in the social service, and I wanted her to announce the actual test that she's taking. I don't know the name of the test specifically, but I know it strategically will change the direction of her family's life.
Amen. Well, God knows, and that's all that matters. And with that beautiful granddaughter, good morning, Ursula. I'm so glad to hear you. And, yes, we've been praying for you for quite a few years. And, yeah, baby, that beautiful little granddaughter that brings so much joy to Miss Benita and to your husband. We just will definitely guide it down to intercede and lift you up and pray for the mind of Christ for you tomorrow on your test. So we definitely got it. Amen. Amen. Anything else, Miss Benita? Sister Benita, did we lose you? Wow, today is a rough day, isn't it? Sister Benita?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I dropped her, but I don't think I did. I think she's there, and I just don't, she's not able to talk. Yes,
that's okay. We understand. Is there anything else you'd like for us to intercede for this morning?
Oh, yes. Well, I will be taking a GRE on Tuesday, and I got a headache, Dr. V.
All is well. And you said on Tuesday?
Tuesday, yes, ma'am.
I got it lifted. Oh, honey, this is something that God has wanted you to do for a long time, so He got you. You know this is all going to come together well. Praise God. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. Do you have that big, thick book? Well, I don't know now. Everything's probably online. You have all those study tests that you take to prepare for it?
Yes, ma'am.
You will do just fine. That's what we're speaking and decreeing over you. Amen. So is it Tuesday morning you go in for, what is it, like a four-hour test?
3 hours, and I go in at 1 p.m.
Okay.
And I believe Ursula goes in, I know she goes in the morning. I want to say 8:30 or 9. She goes in tomorrow.
Okay. All right. The trusting family is going to triumph in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we appreciate you, and I'm so honored. Miss Ursula's on the line, and we will definitely be bombarding heaven on your behalf. Amen. Thank you. You be safe up there in all that snow.
It's actually beautiful now. Wednesday was it, but the sun came out. You know, God came out. It was here, and then it's gone. So,
praise God. All righty, beautiful. All right, well, we're going to head to the other end of the map, all the way down to Florida, and we're welcoming on our very special anointed praying woman of God, none other than Minister Willa. Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to the Master's Call. You have a prayer request for us this morning? We have been praying for your Kenan's wife, Angela's family, so we're definitely continuing to keep them in prayer.
Well, thank you so much, and praise God. I made it back from Denver yesterday for the service, and it was a beautiful, beautiful service, and thank you so much for continuing to keep them in prayer. Minister Brenda, powerful word. Thank you so much. We need to hear that. We are truly, truly blessed. My prayer request is for my friend's daughter, and we've prayed for the family before. She's from Africa, and we prayed over them. It's the one who lost her husband, whose husband passed away. Well, anyway, my friend's daughter, Iro, and it's I-R-O, is in medical school. and she texted me to say that she has a very critical exam coming up today. The exam is on the brain, and she's very concerned about it. She says she has to pass this exam, and I encouraged her to let her know that she is going to do well. But I know the prayers of one send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of two, 10,000. So I'm asking you to join Edro and her family and me in prayer. The exam is this morning at 9:45 Central Time. So that's in just a little bit, I believe. So Edro Osakbova, but we can just go by Edro, is her name. And I do thank you. And as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, and have a blessed weekend.
You too. You too. I tell you, isn't it prophetic how many folks are having big exams that we're praying for? And we will definitely lift up that 1 Corinthians 2:16 that tells us to pray for the mind of Christ. That means that all things will be called back to your remembrance at the appointed time. All right, so anyone else, you just hit *6, then 1, and come into the queue. We're definitely lifting up our co-founders on the line this morning. She is moving, headed to Hendersonville. I keep wanting to say Asheville, but it's outside of Asheville, to Hendersonville, North Carolina. So we're praying for her transition.
Thank you so very much for that, Dr. Vanessa. We definitely need that. I also would just like for you guys to pray for both of these houses to be closed on immediately and right now. And just pray for my husband's strength, because he has 10, 15 fire, what you call them, irons in the fire. He's just moving too fast. He says, this is the first time I've ever seen him so intently on doing anything. And you all know, when we over 60, we don't move, shouldn't move like we are 16. So I just want us to be there and be there healthy. But overall, y'all, everything is going so, so well. He's just my major concern right now. This is the first time we've been in this kind of major project together. And so I'm a little concerned about it. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. You are just so awesome. I love you, love you, love you. And TMC family, I just keep thinking about how you guys have just brought me through, down through the years, with your prayers, your love, and your encouragement. And what can I say about you, Minister, Dr. Vanessa? Other than you're just my sister girl. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you. Love you. All right. Well, I'm glad I was right on that. And we would keep you and Brother Lester. You know, he thinks he got an S, the super saint, on his chest, so we don't keep him in prayer.
You are right about that. I wish you were here so you could see him.
But we were praying. And
you
know you've been to, you know you've been to back up. You know you've been to back up prayer, because Mother Josie even asked yesterday, now when exactly did PK say she was moving? Because I'm just here praying for her. So you were on her mind yesterday. And Lord, too many things flow through that mind, but you were on her mind yesterday. And when she asked about where exactly you were moving, I said, oh, Mama, she's moving the beginning of April. So we are praying. All of you, TMC family, is keeping you lifted up in prayer. Amen, amen. Well, I see Ms.
Jackie. I just said,
I see Ms. Jackie back on the board. Good morning, good morning. Do you have a prayer request here?
I do, and I also have a praise report.
Okay.
My brother Bart was released from the hospital on Wednesday, but he had to be returned back to the emergency room yesterday. They put a PICC line in his chest, and they could not stop it from bleeding once he got to the rehab center. But they were able to get it stopped last night, and he's back in rehab, and he's doing well, and he's looking well. So thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for him, that God continue to strengthen his body, and that he will be coming home soon. They said that they look to release him completely on the 31st of March, and that's the date that we're going to stand on. So I just want to thank all my TMC family for your continued prayers for his recovery. And I just love you all.
All righty. Was that the prayer and the praise report?
Yes, Pastor V.
He is
out of the hospital. He was in the hospital for an entire month.
Yeah, we remember. We were fine.
Out of the hospital is the praise report right there.
All right. Amen. Amen. And we'll be locking in agreement with you for the 31st that God will continue to strengthen his entire body in the name of Jesus. All righty. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request or praise report before we go to the Lord in prayer? Again, this is always our time and our season. I just have a praise report, too, because I'm a tired little puppy today. Thank you for all the prayers for our women's conference. It was absolutely awesome and had a great attendance and just the Spirit of the Lord moved. And in my Baptist church Wednesday night, God just set it up where people came up for a altar call. And this is probably the first time many of them have seen me prophetically sing. Where God gives me new songs and flow, and at the altar, God just moved. And my pastor was very receptive, standing there with his eyes wide open. So, and last night, another sovereign move when the young girls came, and I prayed for the Titus women. I said, well, I need some Titus women to come up and stand behind these young girls. And it blessed me how many women came up and put their hands on their backs of the young girls, and it's just something that God is moving in, at the Mount, on Mount Corinth, Missionary Baptist Church. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for interceding as God is doing such an awesome work. And so many different women came out from around the county and the community, and God just shined his favor on it. So I thank you for that and your prayers. And amen, it is finished. For the next year. So I appreciate that. All right. Well, no one else is coming to the kind of go on to a time of prayer. I think all of us knowing and looking at our calendars realize that this upcoming Sunday is Palm Sunday as we head toward Resurrection Sunday the following week. And this is definitely a strategic and a special time in the body of Christ. And as I was sharing with them last night, with our theme of National Women's History Month, nevertheless, she persisted. It is really so prophetic. I didn't know till the speaker said last night that nevertheless is in the Bible 93 times. I said, wow, something secular was really prophetic, and God is using it to remind us that whatever your nevertheless is, in other words, no matter whatever your in spite of is, in other words, no matter what your I'm going to do this anyway, I'm going to press on anyway is, God has you. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for this master's call, for this platform and this place to lift up your name, to let your word go forth freely and your presence and your power permeate every part of this call. We thank you again for 7.5 years that your hand has been on this call, that each and every weekday morning, Father, we found our way to this telecommunications altar to give the time to you, for you to pour in to us, to stir up the gifts of God in us, to comfort and strengthen us. And we
thank you, and never, ever, ever take it for granted that especially on these Fridays, Father, we can come boldly, as you told us in Hebrews 4, into the throne room of grace where we'll obtain the mercy we need, because we are petitioning you according to your word. So we thank you that we know you meet us here. We thank you that we know you're a God that hears and answers prayer. And no matter what we're bringing to the altar, nevertheless, we'll choose to persist on, to carry on, to trust you on this life's journey. We thank you, Daddy God, for the Diaz de Leon family, who have knitted our lives together for purpose, who have intertwined our destinies just to help us develop to be more of who you've ordained us to be. I thank you that we are connected at the hip and yoked together in Christian love at the heart. And as we do your bidding, as we bombard heaven, as we stand in the gap, as we intercede, as we cry loud and spare not, as we dispatch the ministering angels, as we decree and declare according to your word, we know you're working it all together for your glory and our good. So, Father, we petition you for your divine intervention in all of these prayer requests. We petition you according to your word that you said that one could put 1,000 to flight in Deuteronomy 32. That 30th verse goes on to say that two could put 10,000 to flight. I see way more than two on this line this morning. So locked in agreement, locked in one accord, we assign to the atmosphere your word to activate your will in our lives. We assign to the atmosphere the ministering angels of God to infuse and war in our behalf, and we know it's more with us than it is with them. So we curse and cancel every diabolic, every demonic assignment that has been hurled at us. We hold up our shield of faith and quench every fiery dart that the wicked one may try to hurl at us. Father, we lay hands on our own head and we prophesy to our own selves that we have the mind of Christ. We prophesy to our own lives that you're downloading the strategies from heaven into our understanding. Father, we thank you that we lay hands on our own stomach and decree and declare, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So we know it's a setup, God, for success. That as we pray, as we intercede, we know according to your word, you're going before us, making the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. Father, we celebrate this season where you sent Jesus. He was born to die. And as we head toward Palm Sunday, as we head toward the sacrifice for the celebration, we thank you that we stay humble, sensitive, and have a sacred mindset of that if he had not died, we could not have a life and a life more abundantly. So we bombard heaven with the prayers of the righteous, lifting up each and every one in our artist family who's had loved ones transition, whose hearts may be a little heavy, whose eyes may still be filled with tears. We thank you that you're the comforter. You're the one that gives peace, and you're the one, Daddy God, that can download the joy, the Nehemiah 8:10, the joy that's a fruit, the joy that's a spirit, the joy that's a force to drive out darkness and translate us into your marvelous light. We thank you, God, as I speak into the spirits of each and every listener, stir up the gifts of God inside of us. We're not average. We have a supernatural God and all of heaven backing us up. Nevertheless, we won't settle for mediocrity. Nevertheless, we choose to trust you. Nevertheless, we're holding on to the horns of the altar, persisting in our purpose
this morning. Father, we lift up our dear co-founder, Dr. PK, and her beloved husband, Lester. We call this transition blessed. We call this move one of momentum and your favor being upon it. We thank you that all the details come together. We cancel every hindering spirit, anything that would harass or hold up the sales of these homes at the prices that they desire. Father, we call in the buyers and the conclusion of the thing, that it will go quickly and smoothly in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of these homes, that they are blessed and they are attracting now who you would have that can have the credit, the money, all that's necessary for a momentous move. Father, we speak strength to Lester's body and wisdom for the strategies of heaven for this move. And we send the word ahead of time to Hendersonville, North Carolina. We thank you that that new home, we call it blessed. The Spirit of the Lord all through this home, that it's a place where your presence tabernacles. And we thank you as we continue to speak your healing virtue to Dr. PK from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Let the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue continue to flow through her body. Father, we celebrate this manservant you've brought into her life for such a time as this, and we thank you for the new beginnings. We prophesy the new doors that will open of ministry, of walking hand in hand, a fresh rule wind of God blow on their lives in this new season. So I thank you, Daddy God, for where you've carried them from up to where you're carrying them now. But always so excited, God, as we pray for what you're about to do in them and through them for your glory and their good. Now, Father, we lift up our dear Benita. We speak over Ursula, and we call her successful with this test and tomorrow. And we pray for Benita for her GRE test on Tuesday at 1. Now, Father, I speak the mind of Christ that you will give them the total recall for what they've poured in and study and practice, that it will come back. We call this test successful, passed with a high success. And I speak to Ursula's spirit, peace, calmness, Father, that you will have it all work together for her good. I bless this grandbaby, Father, and Ursula's husband. We thank you that your hand continues to be upon this family, and this chest is a bridge that you have laid for them to cross over into the greater. And we thank you for our beloved Benita, that even her will just feel your peace, your presence, your recall, and just the excellence that will come to her as she takes her GRE and she walks into this fresh new season. We thank you, Daddy God. We pray for Eero with her medical school, with her big exam at 9:45 Central Standard Time. God, download to these your daughters. Give them your mind, your recall, your spirit of excellence, that they will excel on these tests. I just thank you that they will have nothing but the positive praise report that you have carried them through even this season, so that they continue on to even the greater things. Now, Father, we thank you for the silver fox this morning. We thank you for Jackie and her brother Bart. Continue to touch his body. We praise God that through this journey, oh, your hand, God, has stayed upon him. Now we continue to speak strength to his heart, to every organ, every muscle, every tissue. We call complete recovery with your Jehovah Rapha spirit. We thank you that we continue to speak life and life more abundantly. Give strength to Miss Jackie as she's been running here and there and being a caregiver, a support, a pillar, an encourager for her family. Now pour back into her. Now, Father, for each and every one, spoken requests, unspoken requests, Daddy God, you know them all. And in this season,
We thank you for our sensitivity to your voice like never before. We thank you that we're no more lounging out in the outer court, not complacent even in the inner court, but we're hungry, God, for the more of you in the Holy of Holies. We're ready to be radical for you like never before. Jesus, you paid it all, and we will to all we owe do our part. So we thank you for every petition, every prayer. We thank you for the praise reports of what you've done. See, we're excited, Daddy God, because we know that you're no respecter of person. If you did it for one, you're the same Holy Ghost. You'll do it for others. Work our faith muscles so that we'll only say what you say about us, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony is that we win in you. So, Father, even this month, as we've set goals and striving for new ranks in you, as we're asking for possibilities and opportunities and new prospects, bless our business. Call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we will do our part, knowing that then the Ephesians 3:20, you will do the exceeding abundantly above more than we could ever ask or think. So we thank you today for the word. Ah, thank you for Minister Brenda. Thank you for that powerful word and reminding us how blessed we are, that we give our testimony, that we've come through some tests, we've come through some trials, but God, you're faithful. You're a good God, and we are so grateful for the blessings you bestowed upon us. Pour virtue back into this handmaiden. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in her. Bless her, Father, her going in and her coming out. Continue to touch Freddie's body. Bless those 5 children and grandchildren. Just continue to keep the blood hedge of protection around her. Father, thank you for this prayer general who has truly been our 5-star general, full of the excellence of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you for what you're doing in her, what you're doing for her, and what you will continue to do to her. I just love you, Lord, and we just thank you as we celebrate you in this time and in this season, that we have a spirit of expectation. Oh, in 2018, through you, through me, supernatural expectations, Daddy God. Oh, our expector will get out of a lower, will rise it up like eagles. Supernatural demonstration. Father, we know you're showing up and showing out. And Father, we thank you for the revelation that you're revealing to our hearts, to our minds, to our understanding. So many new things, and we'll be good stewards of all you do, all you show us, all you give us. So as we depart from this call, but we are never, ever separating ourselves from your divinity and from your divine purpose. We will open up our mouths as ministers in the marketplace with full confidence, knowing that as we have prayed, you have heard, you have answered, and we're just walking it out, and we're walking by faith and not by sight. And as we've spoken to our mountains, now fill us with that nevertheless spirit that we will persist, we will be persistent, we will be focused, and we will be faithful. And we will celebrate now. We won't wait till our battles are over. We'll shout now the Jehovah Nissi victory, giving you, Daddy God, the glory, the honor, and the praise. And all God's people said amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome, anointed, appointed weekend, knowing that God has downloaded that nevertheless persistence in each and every one of us. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.